Hey, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and you're listening to Lifestyle Locker Radio, episode 235 with yours truly. So hold on to your panties. Here we go. Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. So here we go. We're going to be talking about fitness. As we said in that intro, fitness is something I absolutely love. It is one of my greatest teachers in life. And what I mean by that is discomfort, challenge, adversity. These are areas which I thrive in. They help me grow. And I think they can help you grow too. Because I'll tell you what, when things are easy, it's easy to fail. It's easy to take it easy. It's easy to stay the same. And all of you have heard about, you know, the comfort zone. And health happens outside of the comfort zone. Okay. So I want to make sure you know that. So for myself, you know, you all know that I've done ultra marathons. I've done a bunch of them. My last one was this past November. It was a 100-miler called the Yeti 100, which I absolutely loved. It kicked my own ass. And I learned a lot from it. But what I also learned about myself during that event is that 100 is a whole lot harder than a 50. And two, it can put you in a little bit of a funk after. At least it put me in a funk after for a little bit. Man, I was riding that high. I was like, wow, I feel so good. But I truly believe that it beat me up so bad that I had almost like walking pneumonia. I was just burned out, you know, running in 60 miles of rain for the first 60 miles of that event, being cold and miserable. Probably had its toll. My nutrition wasn't on par. That had its toll. And personally, what has happened with me since then, I took a little bit of a break. I had that mental, physical break. Yes, I did do certain things this winter in New York State. It was cold and miserable and fun at the same time here. The challenge is what I love, but I wasn't as motivated because I wasn't getting my running in. I couldn't get on the trails as much with so much snow we had, with the ice, the shoulders of the roads being piled high with snow. I make excuses up. I didn't have a treadmill in my own house and I was not wearing a mask in the gym. So I started to, you know, buy certain things. I bought like a sandbag so I can do some interval training. I have a weighted jump rope. I have a pull up and push up and dip machine or bar, if you will, like this structure, which I had when I was a teenager in my parents' home. I picked it up and put it in my home. So I got that. And, you know, I was doing things intermittently. I feel good. I feel strong, but I actually also started to feel weak for a little while. And I started to put the hammer down, start training a little more regularly. And my affirmations, I have really cool affirmations that, you know, I want a gym in my own house and all of these different things. And a patient had offered to give me what's called an air bike. They're really, really cool. I have a giant fan on the front. They're made for high intensity interval training. So, you know, very thank you. You know who you are. You gave me the bike used, you know, maybe a few times. So it was a brand new bike. I had to drive to her place and pick it up, got the bike, brought it home, and holy cow, this was a new world of hurt. So for those of you who've done CrossFit, have done like the air bikes, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. This thing kicks your ass really, really hard. So the first day I did it, I'm like, I'll do 20 second intervals at 100%, 20 seconds off or 10 seconds off and do 10 rounds of that. Yeah, it was really hard to finish that 10th round. I was like, holy cow, you know, 4 minutes or whatever it was on this bike really was difficult. So I got to start using this thing. I've had it for a few, 2-3 weeks now. And I decided that I was going to do some intervals. I changed the timing. You know, I do 10 to 15 seconds on, 20 seconds off for the 8 to 10 rounds. So I did that. I did some jump rope. I did some pushups. I did some pull-ups. I did some sandbag presses of 60 pounds and squats. And then I decided, hey, I feel pretty good. A little sweaty, feel good. I'm feeling this discomfort, you know, this greatest teacher, this discomfort for me. I decided, hey, let me just do a 5K on this bike. How hard could it be? It was good, man. It was really, really tough. It was difficult. I did, it took about 15 minutes to go do this 5K and I felt exhausted after sweaty. I was like a little wobbly and like, holy crap, I really feel it. The next day I found my weak points. The next day, my low back was killing me. My body was hurting. I felt like I was beat up. I'm like, wow, you know, a 45-minute workout at my house, you know, hurt me more than running 100 miles for that day, that following day. And I was thinking to myself, like, wow, just imagine me doing this every single day as I start to train for my next thing, my next endurance event. And now that the weather is picking up and it's getting beautiful in New York State, I will go ahead and now add this to my regimen. You know, I will run, but I will come back and do some intervals. So I want to really train my heart, train my body, and train my mind. I want to feel that discomfort. I want to feel the pain. I want to feel the things that teach me what to do and to push harder. So high intensity interval training is great for endurance. It's one of the tricks and hacks that I've used through most of my training. And most people don't think about it. Most people think, you know, I just got to run, eat a lot of carbs and run. No, that's not the case. So I want you to get yourself doing some interval training if you're into endurance. It's really awesome. Make sure you're doing mobility, which is moving joints through the ranges of motion, not just stretching and not just the exercise. And also, I want to make sure you're dialing in your food. So for those of you that have not jumped in and got the free 45-day endurance challenge that Lifestyle Locker did for a while, we were charging $500 for this thing. I don't have a Facebook group for it anymore. I didn't want to deal with the Facebook group of this particular thing anymore. So we made it free. So everybody can dial and get the content. And also want to make sure you can go in and get the 3065 program. So if you get the 45-day endurance challenge for free, do me a favor. It's a $500 program. Sign up for the 3065 and just get involved. It's $5 a month. And you can dial and learn about nutrition, learn about movement, learn about mobility, learn about lots of different things. They're going to get you better, healthier, stronger, and faster. It's a lifestyle journey we're on here. And it's something that we are creating that's community-based so we can actually get people healthy and well. So check that out. This is a Lifestyle Locker short. I don't want to get going too long here. Check out the links below. Check out the links in the show notes and connect with us on social, on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm Dr. Josh Hant on Instagram. So find me there. Let's talk. Let's get you better. Let's see what we can do to make you a healthier, better, fitter, stronger person so we can help you unleash your human potential just one more notch. And let's do it every single year. All right, y'all. Catch you later. Bye-bye. Hey, it's Dr. Josh Hant here, and we need to talk about your health, your fitness, and your lifestyle. I know you. If you're like me, you've seen sickness and disease and even death in your life. And we know the leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Many of these conditions and diseases are considered lifestyle-based. And I know that lifestyles in the United States and other countries are not where they should be. We also know that they make you more vulnerable to other sicknesses and conditions. We tend to get our advice and recommendations on health from commercials and marketing, from fast food to pharmaceuticals, and not from experts with real world experience. Unfortunately, we follow people or products who don't walk the walk or talk the talk. They simply just don't care about your health. It's just about their bottom line. I know we've heard it from our friends and from even our own self-talk that we don't have enough time, we can't make the changes, or there's just too much to do to be healthy. But there is a way to actually take control of your lifestyle and have the accountability and the support you need. We can be bigger than our excuses. For the past 14 years as a chiropractor, I've worked and continue to work with thousands of patients with their lifestyle and ultimately their health. I am now bringing the same philosophy to the online space where we can work as a group to get better, stronger, healthier, and be bigger than our excuses every single day. I've created the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program to be an online-based, training-based program where you get to learn and be engaged with others in your journey towards a healthy lifestyle and ultimately a healthier life. To be part of this amazing movement, it's just $5 a month. Yes, it's only $5 a month, and that seems too good to be true. Well, it's not. So for the price of a gourmet coffee, you will have access to an amazing program and amazing people that want the best for you too. So when you dive into the content below this video to learn about our lifestyle philosophy, you'll see that we are incredibly unique. No other online program focuses on lifestyle the way we do and delivers the quality and the quantity of content that we do for just $5 a month. And it's not just about the movement. There's a lot more. It's really about your health. So check out the details and other videos below. And when you sign up, I'll even send you the ebook, Inside the Locker, which dives deeper into creating an awesome lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the Lifestyle Locker 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program.